This time we take a look inside the Cifroe Pulsat LT6408N router. This is actually a model manufactured by Edimax and sold to the operator as the Edimax LT6408N with its branding. The router was primarily developed to share internet from LTE or HSPA Plus modems connected via USB. The whole thing works with a 5-volt power supply, which is typical of slightly newer hardware already. The bottom sticker shows the default IP, name, and administrative password. The FCC ID of the device is NDD95640811-2. On the back, we have an on-off button, WPS reset, 4 LAN ports, 1 WAN port, a power supply input, DC jack, and a USB port. This is often used to connect the aforementioned LTE 4G modem, Huawei E3372S153 as an example. Interior of the router, simply unscrew the screws on the bottom. These can be hidden under the legs. The first thing that catches the eye is the USB cable routed through the middle of the board. Someone seems to have changed their mind about the location of the port. It was supposed to be on the front, but has been moved to the back. The router is based on the RTL8196C, together with the W9825G6JH memory, 41943 megabits times 4 banks times 16 bits or 32 MB. The memory connects to the main controller via a 16-bit interface. The whole thing additionally has GPIO, USB 2.0, EJ tag, UART, and switch and PCIe controllers. The actual program is on a separate flash memory, the 25L6408D. The 64 in the name suggests a large size, 64 megabits or 8 megabytes. Next to the memory are four pads, which look like a UART-derived location. In the power section, I can see the IT76520M voltage drop inverter. There is also room for a second inverter, but it is not soldered in. One would think that the whole thing runs on a single voltage. Measurement confirms that the whole thing is running at 3.3 volts. There are no additional components on the bottom of the board, although you can see that someone planned to put the coils there. That leaves the RTL8192CE, a WLAN controller with PCI Express mini card or Wi-Fi. Interestingly, despite a border suggesting a screen, that screen is not there. Reading flash memory via CH341. The first thing I always do is a full fair copy of the flash memory via the CH341 programmer. I don't use a clip, it's not reliable. I think I find it fails more often than it works, so I prefer to solder the chip with flux and hot air instead. Then I still remove the lead-free solder from the pads and re-solder it with lead. Then subsequent soldering operations will be easier. For subsequent operations, I don't even clean the pads anymore. I just use the binder what is there. I used to remove such circuits with a regular soldering iron, but now I have hot air on hand all the time. Neo Programmer recognizes the memory. The reading is carried out without any problems. To be sure, I still perform the verify operation. I saved a copy on my repository. UART connection, boot log. You can now connect to the UART and view the router's boot log. First, you need to find the pins. There are usually four pads next to the main CPU. The most common are GND, TX, RX, and VCC 3.3V. For communication, I used a USB UART converter, CH340, set to 3.3V. There is no need to connect VCC. Three wires are enough, GND, TX, RX, TX from router to RX of the converter, and vice versa. I selected the baud experimentally. In routers, the most common values are the same, such as 576700, 38400, less often 115200. In the case of Realtek chips, the 38400-8N1 is very common. This is how I managed to pick up the first characters. I saved them to a file via capture to file in Realterm. The log shows information about the boot process of the device, including decompression of the Linux kernel. After that, however, the router limps on. It appears to fail to correctly initialize the configuration stored in flash memory, the so-called MIB, Management Information Base, in Realtek's implementation. UART connection, command line. After the MIB message, the process stalls, and the router does not start. It also does not respond to commands. Could it be that the command